Hey guys,
it's Alicia.
It's Kamoy.
And this is
Stone Girls Diary.
And welcome back to another episode.
So you guys already know the vibes. Light up, pour up,
and enjoy.
Hey guys.
Don't fucking say hey guys, bro. You don't fuck with them. Kamoy doesn't fuck with y'all. I'm just letting you guys know that now. Oh, and first of all, I gotta stop cussing because we got a lot of
adults.
Yes, and we got some feedback. They don't want us to cuss. Well, they don't want me to cuss as much, but I'm sure I'm gonna cuss anyway. But yes, welcome back. We're not even gonna talk about how long we've been gone. We're just gonna.
We've been gone. I got a mustache.
What? This is a beard down here. First of all,
I have a hair on my.
That's unfortunate.
Oh wow, I'm a man.
But okay, so right now we're in the car. So if you hear any background noises, because I definitely just turned the air off and it's hot as fucking here. So yes, if you guys hear noises and stuff, just ignore it. But
yes, but and I really did miss you guys.
We had a lot of personal stuff going on. We're not going to talk about it because it's personal.
Yes, you know, a lot.
Crazy. But just know it was definitely necessary for us to, you know, not record. You want to tell them what the topic is for today?
Today, we're talking about emotional men.
Emotional men. So, if you guys have ever been with an emotional man, or if you've never been with an emotional man, we're going to talk about both sides. Because Kamoy has been with emotional men, and I have not personally. But we're just basically going to.
Oh, jinx.
Jinx?
Oh my goodness.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I was going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What do you call an emotional man? Like, what's an emotional man to you?
Okay, I feel like every situation, no matter if it's good or bad, they have, like, a monologue to say about it, and they always speak from their heart. I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, but what do you think an emotional guy is?
Someone that's always very vocal, always speak from the heart, like you said.
Right.
I don't know. They're just really opinionated.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
always
yeah.
has an input, always feels a need to put an input in something, always feels a way about the smallest little thing.
So, because you've dated emotional men.
Have.
Do you think that you'd rather date an emotional man, or do you think that you'd rather have them, like, more secluded and not in their emotions as much?
I say I want an emotional man until I do have one, and then it's like, nah, I feel like you're being a bitch.
I was gonna ask that too. I was gonna okay, so let's do this first. Okay, so you say it's a no-go.
I'm a confused person.
Okay, let me give you a scenario though. So you have this guy, his name is Gerald. Gerald is completely in touch with his emotions. He likes to communicate, and he's very opinionated, like we say. Then you have Billy. Billy is very to himself, not very affectionate, and is like a manly man. Which one would you rather be with?
I would be with Gerald. That's too emotional,
right?
Because at that point, I don't know, because it's still, you're still, they're affectionate. You know, any female would want affection.
Exactly.
But.
And I'm not saying all guys that aren't emotional aren't affectionate. That's
right.
Not. But I feel like the guys that are more in touch with their emotions are more affectionate.
They are.
Right?
They are.
So do you think that it makes them more feminine to be more emotional?
No. But when I'm angry, yeah.
I'm really mixed on it. You have to back that up.
Okay, so emotional wise, if my guy, I want him to tell me what's the issue. I want him to talk to me. I want him to give me reassurance, basically. You know,
I like that, okay.
All of those things. I want those things. But when I'm angry and say I went out with you for drinks, and why didn't you text me that you're going out with your friend tonight? Or, I don't know, just feel very opinionated about something that I might think is small, but to them is something big. Now I'm like, okay, now you're doing too much. You're too soft. I'm going to call you soft. You're too emotional. You're too this. You're too that.
Oh, okay. So you can't have both.
Yes, I know, but it's like, I'm torn between the two.
I feel, I mean, it's nice to have a guy that's emotional, but I feel like if you're gonna be the man, mm-hmm. if I'm emotional, you also should not be emotional, because then I feel like that'll be more like conflicts.
Yes.
It'll be more arguments, and I feel like in the arguments, it'll be like worse because you guys are both speaking from your heart, saying emotional stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't mind if my significant other cries and stuff. I don't think that that makes them less of a man. Do you not agree?
No, I don't mind the crying, but I'm such a mean person when I'm mad.
But
if
see,
you cry
you're
in front
not,
of me, I might laugh.
But you're not emotional like I am. I'm emotional. You're not really emotional. Yeah. So I feel like you would have a guy that's emotional. I don't know. I don't know. You're weird.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to. I don't know. I am weird. I don't know. Damn, that's hard.
I don't know.
That's hard.
It is. I think I prefer a guy that's not emotional.
Yeah.
But then again, like, when you're in an argument or whatever and they're not...
It's like talking to a brick wall.
Yes! You're literally arguing with yourself.
And that's going to get me mad because now I feel like you don't care. There's no points getting across. So
exactly.
Really...
I feel like when there's no emotion sometimes in an argument, you just don't care.
And I feel like emotional men, I don't know. It just gives me bitch vibes.
She said it.
I'm sorry. I was trying so hard not to say that word.
No, you can cuss. I mean, but it's gonna happen.
It definitely gives me bitch vibes. It really does. I don't like it. It can't, like you said, it can't meet two emotional people in a relationship.
I mean, it can.
Not.
I just feel like,
and as a man, you're supposed to be. See, I hate doing that though, because men can show emotion.
Yeah, of course.
So I can't.
Like, in this society now, they're kind of built to be like, if you show emotions, you're not a man.
Exactly. But it's not. Men can show. I mean, I would want my man to show emotions.
Okay, here we go. I got this. I would want my guy to show emotions, but not all the time.
There we go. Bingo.
So. Within certain situations, it's okay to be emotional. Mm-hmm. But, like, for instance, like you said, like, if I'm going somewhere with my friends and you start getting emotional that, you know, maybe I'm going to cheat or
that's spending too much time.
Right. Now you're acting like a female.
Exactly. Now
I'm the female.
Exactly. That does make sense. See, I'm not confused then. That was confused.
So you know what you want?
Yes, I want an emotional man that's not always emotional. You know what I've been thinking about lately?
What?
I want two husbands.
Like a poly relationship?
I don't think I want to ever be in a committed relationship.
But if you have two husbands, that is kind of a committed
relationship. Well, later on in life, but right, like, if I was to get married, I would want two husbands. I don't think it's called polygamy, though. I think it's another word.
Because I watched this couple on YouTube, and it's two girls and a guy, and they're... Two of them are married and the other one's a girlfriend, but they both proposed to the girlfriend, so it's like their fiance or whatever. Uh-huh. And recently, within the year, they broke up with the guy, so it's just them two dating.
I've seen that.
But they're open. Mm-hmm. So they're open to bring another person into the relationship.
See, but I don't know. I wouldn't want that. I would want to be married to guys, and of course, they're not going to be gay. You want to
like,
be
live
like.
Live in the same house?
Live in the same house, but all have separate rooms. Like, I would want my own room. They have their own rooms, but I'm being so, at least I'm dead serious. I'm
what
not even laughing
fuck?
Right now.
What the fuck, come on.
I've
okay,
been thinking
so
about this.
You
want to
have your own room and then the other two guys have their own room?
Yes,
so
everybody
like,
has their own room.
So like late at night, you decide like who you
I decide and who, like yes, nobody feels left out. If one night I want to go with Billy, then I'm with Billy. If one night I want to go with Timmy, I'm with Timmy. But I would never punch both of them. It wouldn't be like a threesome type shit. It wouldn't be like that.
But what if they wanted that? What if they're like, okay, we both want you at the same time? Because I feel like that'll cause confliction.
That would turn me off because now I think that you guys are gay.
Okay. But let's say Timmy walks in on mm-hmm. you and Billy having sex and then they feel weird that they're not joined. Like, I feel like that'll just cause a lot of confliction.
Well, before, I don't know, because of course that's just, everything will have to be discussed. You don't just rush into a a relationship like that. You know, stuff has to be talked about.
Yeah,
it has to
true.
Be boundaries. It's gonna
sex
be
is
rules.
Gonna be a big thing.
Exactly. So everything, like, and if my husband, if one of them say they want to have a girlfriend, okay, that's perfectly fine.
No way.
I swear. I don't want to be in a committed relationship. I don't think that's for me. I honestly.
But
don't.
Then if you're married to them, you're only going back and forth between them, so you're still kind of committed. So
I'm committed, but what if Billy wants to bring another girlfriend in because it's not. I don't know, maybe he just wants another person. I don't know. I'm just
so just a bunch
thinking
of,
like, you know,
a big old orgy.
No. See, girlfriend wouldn't be able to come over the house because this is my husband. Your girlfriend right. is your girlfriend, that's your own. That has nothing to do with me. You guys are my husband. We're in a committed relationship, but we aren't. Damn, is it monogamous? I don't know. I just
no,
don't
no monogamous wanna... is like a relationship. That's
see,
a,
I don't
a
want
monogamous.
That. Okay, so I don't. It could be open marriages, goddammit.
Yeah, I think that's what
it's another
be,
word you know. For it. It's a
but,
word for it.
Okay, let me say this. Mm-hmm. All right, let's say one of them gets you pregnant. Mm-hmm. So now you have a child by one of them. Mm-hmm. Now you have a child in this, and they're like, okay, I have two dads and a mom, mm-hmm. but then my dad also has a girlfriend. Like, don't you think that would be confusing for the kid?
Yeah, but that they will, as they get older, that's I don't know.
They're gonna go to school and be like, I have two daddies, two moms, five.
God damn. Shit, you know, maybe by then the child gets older, it'll be common in society because I do see it a lot on social media. A lot of people are coming out with the polygamy shit.
I see a lot of throuples.
Throuples. I see
I
a lot of
see
throuples.
More than that.
That's
I,
what
I
it
see
is.
A lot
it's
of
not
throuples.
Even polygamy. They're just doing it just to do it at this point.
And it's always two girls and a guy.
Exactly.
It's always two girls and a
I'm
guy.
I'm not with that. I don't want the two girls shit. I don't want that. I want two husbands. I want to be the alpha queen.
Oh.
The one I love it. Like, oh my gosh. Two husbands? Think about two husbands.
No.
Going out to eat? Oh my gosh.
Wait, so you're going to go out to eat with both of them at once?
Yes. Do everything as a family. We're married. They're my husband. What do you mean? Like, take pictures.
And then at the end of the night, you're gonna be like, all right, guys, go to your rooms. Goodbye.
Yes. We all can stay up and watch movies and, or something, you know. Ooh, I'm gonna have two men on the side.
Oh, shit.
I want that so bad. I do. I don't want to ever.
I'm sure there's men out there that will definitely.
Definitely.
Like, yeah.
It is. It really is. Look
so
it
is
up.
That gonna be the next thing you pursue?
No, I won't pursue that right now in life, but
oh,
right
like
now
you get older.
Yeah, but right now I really don't. I don't want to be in a committed relationship. I really want to have like a open. If I was to be in a relationship anytime soon, I wanted it to be open relationship. I don't want one partner. That's what makes me sound bad. Not
no,
that I don't
no,
want one partner.
No,
I just don't.
Everyone has their own preferences, you know.
Yeah, I just can't. I'm not. It's just so stupid. I feel like at first I don't know.
Well, you've been through a lot of shit with a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say a lot of guys, but you've been through some shit where you're like, all right, I seen that, been that, did that. Now I don't want that no mm-hmm. more. You feel me? I've been in the same relationship for a long time. So it's like I'm in that. So I know that that's what I want because I'm in it so long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything else, like, I'm like, you know how I'm like, kind of like, oh, that's weird because
yeah.
I'm not
in
accustomed
it.
To mm-hmm. that. You feel me? Just how you probably think I'm weird for being in a relationship.
I was
this
just
long.
Gonna say that I can't. I would get bored. I would get bored. That's too long. Damn, I'm itching.
Bored,
like, thinking
bored
about
with
it.
What though? Like with the person? Like,
yes. Waking up, I would get so bored. I would get so irritated with that. I can't. I've really been thinking about it. I've been told you this though. I can't
yeah.
see myself in a like committed relationship. I just can't. It will. I'm not a cheater at first, but I do cheat. It's never at first, but then after it's like I don't feel bad.
You weren't like that before though.
No, because it was the norm. Relationships were the norm. Like
yeah.
being in a relationship with one person is the norm, but now it's like I don't really care about the norm. I don't care to do what everybody else is doing. Like being in a committed relationship with one person is the, like I don't know. It's just boring. I need some excitement in my life. I can't do that type of junk. Not for no 5+ years again. No, ma'am. No.
But I don't know. Bringing it back to our topic because we tend to get off topic.
Yes, all the time.
Like in a relationship, what do you think is the most emotional thing a guy has done to be like in your head? You're like, okay, yeah, he's more emotional than me. I feel like every time you're in a relationship, I witness this shit. Every time you're in a relationship, bro, you get checked up on every, like, 5-10 minutes. You get checked up on. Like, what are you doing? Where you at? Like, can you come here? Yeah. Like, or can I come to you?
The clinginess. That's the most emotional thing. Like, me being out and getting my phone, like, blown up every 10 seconds.
You hate that shit.
I hate it.
You hate that shit.
I don't like being clocked. I feel like I'm being checked up on. I don't like it.
My mom always says that. My mom always said this to me, but I do it anyway, but because I'm in love. But she always said, do not give a man your exact location ever. Mm-hmm. So every time I've, like, witness my mom in a relationship, they'll be like, all right, where you guys at or whatever. My mom be like, oh, we're over here on Tuttle. We're not on Tuttle. Yeah, we're way over here in Bradenton.
Yep. I don't like it. I don't feel like why are you clocking me? Are you going to pop up? I don't like that feeling of, you know.
But my mom says that it's because they want to know where you're at so you don't run into them or anything like that. But I don't know.
She's a smart woman.
She is. And I don't listen to her enough, but she's definitely a very smart woman. And I have to listen to her when she's like, I've been in this world longer than you. And it's just like, you know, when you're talking to Kimora and she doesn't want to listen to you and you're like, I know because I'm older than you.
I'm older.
Because we talked about this the other day. Like, if she plans to sneak out or whatever. No, I've been there, done that.
You can't fool me, honey. No.
I need to listen to my mom more because she's been on this planet for a very long time. And I just pretend like I don't know what she's talking about.
It's
and that
different,
she doesn't know
though, because it's your parents. It's like, mom, I don't want to hear that. But then in the back of your head, it's like, okay, she's right.
Okay, it's like as I get older, I realize.
You see exactly what she's talking about. You experience it for yourself. But I feel like that's a good thing. That's what a lot of parents need to do. Don't just be mad at your child because they're not listening. Talk to them, put wisdom in them. And later on, it takes a lot. Sometimes it takes for people to get burnt to learn.
Well, see, I don't believe in having, like, that best friendship with your child, like, as they're growing up. But when they get to a certain age, then you guys can start being, like, best friends. But me and my mom, she would always say when we got in arguments, I'm not your friend, I'm your mom. And she said that until I was, like, in high school, you know. And then once I got to a good age where I was basically a person, like, I can't grow, right? I'm not gonna go, you know, my mind is how it is. I'm not gonna go up or down. Like, I'm my person now. Then she's like, all right, well, now that you have established basically kind of who you are, then I'm gonna, you know, start building a better relationship with you,
right? And see, that's how I think it's supposed to be,
right?
That's definitely how it's supposed to be. But yeah, that best friend parenting and when you're young,
Yeah, I see that, like, with kids our age that are not, well, they're basically kids, but people our age that are having kids, they try to build this best friend relationship with their kid, and I don't think that's the way to go.
No,
we got off of topic again.
Yo, she has ADHD. I swear.
I do. No, you, bro. You should be the one to be like, okay, no, we're talking about emotional men.
Because we always do that. We always been a type to do that. We've never stuck on one conversation topic. Ever. Yeah. Like, ever. We always talk about Alicia. Listen, guys. We would literally pull up to discuss one thing, and I kid you not, Alicia would be, we'd be talking for 3 hours about a million different things. I done told her the whole rundown. She didn't give me a whole rundown in the past 3 years. Like,
facts. Because I pulled up to record with her at 5. It is 7:42, and we're just now recording because she had to catch me up. Because my life is, like, I'm not going to say it's boring, but my life is, like, monotone. It's always going to be the same.
Yes.
Her life is the interesting life, and I live through her. So I always have to catch up with her and get the details. To catch up with her and, you know, see what she's been up to.
Get the rundown of my little life.
But
oh my goodness.
Would you say that you're an emotional person? I know you're not, but would you say you are?
I can be. No, I feel like the times I'm emotional, it's intentional. It's intentional.
You, like, make yourself cry?
No, I don't make myself cry, but it's like I fake it. I know. Okay.
Sociopath.
Let me explain. Sociopath. Why do you look at me like that?
Sociopath. Sociopath, bro.
Okay,
Don't say that out loud again, because that's what sociopaths do. No cap.
Okay, I didn't mean to fake it. Okay, so, like, okay, say. Okay, past experience.
Okay.
So, say Timmy hung up. Oh no.
Shout out Timmy.
Hey, Timmy. I didn't even mean to do that, but now I'm going to stick with the name Timmy. Okay, so say me and Timmy are on the phone and he hung up on me. An emotional man will immediately, because, like, I do that to my the guy I'm talking to, he calls me back immediately. Like, he hates that. Like, now it's a problem. So, if I hate, so say I'm on the phone and Timmy decides to hang up on the phone. Honestly, deep inside, I really don't care. I honestly don't care. Like, if he hangs up on you? Right.
Right.
I really do not care, but I would fake, like...
See, that shit pisses me off, too.
See, no, I don't care, though, if you hang up. I'm not that emotional. Like,
I was going to say, but that could also be you're not emotionally attached to the specific person, but it could be you're just not an emotional person.
I don't know, because I just... If you would hang up on me, I would, like, call back. Don't hang up on me. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Depends on how we, you know, sometimes you hang up and I be wanting to play back. But I don't, sometimes I don't care enough, or sometimes I fake like I do, call back. Why do you hang up on me, like, you know, fake like I'm bothered that you hung up, but I really don't care?
Do you do that to keep the energy or to reciprocate the energy? Why do you do that?
I don't know.
Come sit on my couch. Therapy session.
I think I'm just a fucked up person. Do that. I think we talked about this before. We wasn't recording, but I was telling you about this. Like, I just do shit sometimes to do it.
We always talk about this, guys. Humans are so weird.
We always say that.
We adapt certain things when we hang out with certain people. Like, I don't know if you ever noticed, if you were hanging out, let's say you have a best friend and they use slang that, you know, they're from New Jersey and they use slang that you've never heard of. You're going to start using that slang because you're around them so much. So you start adapting their personality. Mm-hmm. So when you start hanging around certain people, I feel like you kind of turn into them in a certain way. Mm-hmm. But you're like still yourself, so you realize that that affects him. So I don't know, that probably makes you feel good when he's like calling you back and is like, why'd you do that? Because then you're like, who cares that I hung up and he called me back?
No, because I get mad. No,
I don't know.
I get irritated because I feel I don't like emotional men, so I get irritated at the fact that he's so bothered at the fact that I just hung up, and I hung up because I don't want to talk anymore. So why are you calling me back to express that you're bothered, and you already know, like, now I'm aggravated. Now I don't want to talk to you anymore. You're aggravating. I'm calling you aggravating. Now it's an argument.
Yeah.
Because you called me back. Because you are emotional. Like, I don't. That's why I came in a relationship. I'm telling you, Alicia. I don't know what the fuck to do with myself.
Do you think that has a lot to do with their, like, their zodiac? Like, their astrology?
I blame it a lot on the zodiac.
I do too. Because I feel like no matter what, if you're a female Cancer or a male Cancer, you're going to be emotional.
You think so?
Yes. I've had a friend that was a Cancer. She was so emotional with everything. She got emotionally attached to everything. Every guy she was with, it was like an emotional fucking saga.
I don't know. People like that, though, I just feel like they weren't loved properly.
That's true, too. But I was also going to ask you that. Like, emotional men, I feel like it has to do with the way they're brought up. So, let's say you're dating a guy that was only raised by his mom. Mm-hmm. They're most likely to be with their feminine side because they were raised by all girls. Like, let's say you have a mommy or sisters or whatever. I feel like you're going to be more emotional and touch with your emotions because you're around females. So you adapt that, you know.
Emotional, that
energy.
That part.
Yeah.
Yes, I get what you're saying. That's definitely true. I definitely always say that.
Now, if you were raised only by your dad and your dad this tough guy who never showed any emotion, you've never seen your dad cry before, you're probably going to grow up adapting that. You're probably never going to cry. You're probably going to cry by yourself or whatever, but you're never going to cry in front of anyone.
They're the ones that think that showing emotion means you're weak.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I also think that it has to do with the way that you were brought up.
Definitely. But the zodiac, I don't think you're emotional.
I think I am. I always wanted to do this because we watch Vampire Diaries, guys. I always wanted to be able to just turn my emotions.
I just want to turn the switch.
Flip it. Bitch, and not give a fuck.
I say that all the time. Oh my god, my last relationship, I used to always say I'm gonna flip the switch.
That was
not my last relationship, but every time I get mad, I be in the car driving, I'm about to flip my What switch are you gonna flip? Come on, you can't even flip the switch.
As I'm crying, I'm about to flip the switch.
Right.
No, you're not.
And then I'm so weird because after I say that,
I thought I was the only one. Boy, I do that, but I sit back in my seat like. And then my thoughts are just rattling around in my head. Like, I didn't flip nothing off. I'm putting on this persona. I flipped flip that motherfucker off. Bitch, I'm Elena.
I gotta stay in the act, okay? I gotta be in character right now. I just put the script mentally in the script.
Come on, we're literally each other. I literally do that, bro. I thought I was the only... I was gonna say nothing. That's why you had to say it. I was not gonna say that.
I swear, bro.
Oh, this car is being weird.
I do that shit as well. It's so crazy.
But yeah, pretty much to wrap up our testament, our testimonial, I believe that it's okay to be emotional if you're a guy.
Not too emotional.
It's in certain situations, but don't be a brick wall. Like, you know, if there's something going on and you're not showing any emotion, it just looks like you don't care about anything. And I don't know, I feel like when you don't show emotions in certain situations, I just feel like you're only care about yourself.
Yeah.
Because I need that. I'm, like, so weird. I need that emotional, like...
that reassurance.
Yeah. But not, like, to the point where you're fucking crying and, like, snotting shit on your knees.
That's just too much. What the hell? I'm going to look at you crazy. I'm going to laugh at you. But I do... I don't... Yeah. I'm going to get back on the topic again.
No, go ahead. Because I just basically wrapped up what I wanted to say. So, wrap up your what is it? Preference in a bow.
Okay. Well, I feel like... be emotional, guys, men, be emotional, but just don't go over the top. If you're dealing with a female like me, and as you guys can see, like, at this point, with all the podcasts that we put out, we're basically
two different
giving, yeah, right, yeah. You know, and we're giving our input on how we are, and
there's other women that are like each of us,
exactly. And if you're dealing with a female that's like more like a tougher, like similar to like the way I am personality wise, don't be so emotional. Like, it's a limit. Don't
and clingy, yeah.
Right, give space, give her assurance, but don't do too much. Don't do too much. Don't be up the ass.
I like clinginess.
I like clinginess too. That's the thing I do, but just it's not too much of it. I don't know. Maybe it's what I like.
I don't know. I just feel like with you, you have to be specifically attracted to this person. And then
in every way, though.
Yeah. And I have a preference. You take, like, their little things as you go. Because you have a lot of pet peeves with guys.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of guys are most likely going to do.
And a guy said that my problem is I think that men are stupid. And that's why I'm like that with men.
Well, it's because, like I said before, you've been with stupid guys.
Exactly.
So, like, you think all guys are going to be like the guys that you've been with.
And I just don't have patience for them. I don't have patience for
you guys. You got to find somebody that's special.
No.
She just itched. She just itched so hard when I said that. She almost scratched her fucking scalp off when I said that.
And it was a natural instinct. She said, like, what?
Scratch, scratch. You can really hear it. She said, scratch, scratch, scratch.
Something is wrong with me. I swear, I can't do it. I can't. Because even the guy that I'm talking to, I just asked you. I don't think Leos are... I've never had anything bad to say about Leos, but Alicia...
I'm telling you, I think male Leos and female Leos are completely different. But a Leo as a whole, we act
tell me,
like...
give me the rundown.
Okay, we act like we don't care, but we do. That's me personally. I act like I don't care about certain stuff, but I really do. I hold a lot of stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if that's how he is, like, holds a lot of stuff in. But if you're saying that he's really emotional, he probably, like, lets it out. And that probably has to do with, like, how comfortable he is with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think... well, first of all, I think that Leo men are... cheaters.
They're cheaters and they're liars.
I think so. I think they're cheaters and they could be compulsive liars. I'm not a compulsive liar. I literally, if you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you straight up.
Right.
And if I don't want to answer it, I'm either going to laugh it off or I'm going to say, I'll get back to you.
Well, let me not say a liar. I don't know if he's a liar. I just assume that he's a liar because I call all men liars.
Okay.
So.
No, it's known that, you know, male Leos are full of themselves.
Yeah.
They think that they're the top of the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's female Leos too, but not all of us. And it's like, I feel like they're more emotional. I feel like they are promiscuous and they flirt for fun. I feel like a lot of male Leos flirt for fun.
But yeah, so that's pretty much where we're gonna leave that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a topic that was kind of hard to talk about specifically because we have two different mindsets on it, and I'm sure we didn't cover everything that we're gonna listen to it
you know, when and we post
like,
it.
Oh, I should have said that.
Or we're going to be like, dang, we should have said this or said this. That's how it always goes. But you guys can go ahead and basically, I guess, comment if you guys are with an emotional guy, if you'd like to date an emotional guy, if you're dating a wall and you want him to be more emotional, this is the time to tell him.
Or emotional female. I feel like we kept saying guy a lot.
That's true.
Emotional partner in general. Right.
That's different, though, because females
are like more emotional. Yeah. But in general, if you're dealing with an emotional person, an overly emotional person, let us know, and let us know how you cope with it, because maybe I need some help.
Yeah, because she doesn't listen to me, guys.
I do listen.
You do not. You fucking do not.
I think I listen after I done, like, experienced some shit that you told me.
You were right, Alicia. You were right. Yeah, no shit, Kamoin. I know.
I don't know, bro. It's hard-headed. But seriously, you know, let us know, and let us know how you cope with your emotional partner.
And go ahead and tell them where they can find us at.
And you guys can follow us on Instagram at The Stone Girls Diary.
Yes.
And in our bio, we have our link tree attached with our Podchaser, Spotify, Anchor, Apple, the whole shebang. Click all that. Check us out. Tune in. Smoke. Pour up. You know.
Oh, also, on this episode that you're listening to, there's a link. It should be a link in our description of this episode, whatever you're listening to it on. I know it's on Apple, and it might be on Spotify, but there's a support button. You guys can click that and support us. I think it goes from 99 cents a month to like maybe $10 a month. You can subscribe to us.
So make sure you guys do that.
And yeah, just let us know what you want to hear from us next.
See you next time.
Bye. Oh, let's harmonize. I go high. No, you want to go high or low?
Which one do you want to do?
That's the
okay,
thing. Ready?
So what we going to say?
1, 2, 3. Goodbye.
Wait. So we're going to say goodbye?
Yes.
And you go high, I go low?
Sure.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Goodbye.